Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher and you. You are the key person because that's what Take Two is all about. That's where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. And we listen to you. You are the teachers here. And when you suggest topics, we put them on the show calendar like we are doing today. Our dear friend Sarah from Ohio, who listens on Annunciation Radio, she suggested, why don't you do a topic on how couples met. Do a married couple's vocation story, their love story, how they met their spouse. And we said, great, Sarah. We put it on the calendar and here we are today. So we're asking you to share your love story. Now, we all know the greatest love story is that is what we all have, okay, with God, right? Okay, with our faith. That's our greatest love story. But we're talking now about a married couple's vocation story. So we want to hear your story, which is so important to us, especially to support marriages. So the number to dial, Jerry, is 833-288-3986. I hope I covered that. And I wanted to express, because I know everybody feels as good Catholic Christians, we're always going to say God first, right? Which is true. So we have to kind of, you know, take that off the table just a little bit for the purposes of this discussion.
Yeah, basically marital love today and how you met your spouse. Maybe it was a long distance. Maybe you met on a Catholic dating site. Maybe it was a long distance relationship. You had to overcome the distance factor. Maybe one or of the other of your family members objected to dating or marrying the person you ultimately dated. What else? I mean, there are all kinds of things. You know, there could be, you come from completely different backgrounds. Maybe you've got some differences of opinion or philosophy or, you know, political thoughts or whatever. But the thing is love and love overcomes all these things. And so I think what Sarah had in mind, Debbie, was just to hear from people about, you know, with all of the things that can work against two people coming together, How did you make it work? Did it just fall into place for you? Did you have some things you had to deal with? 833-288-3986.
Okay, Jerry, you're going to have to help me out today. Everything's in bloom in Arizona. I don't know why. We're in the fall, but everything's in bloom, and I'm having a serious allergy attack. So we got to definitely pray that this stops for the show, because I really want to take part in this conversation. I think it's very, very interesting. So yes, let's talk about your love story, a married couple's vocation story. We want to hear from you. Tell us all the, you know, God incidences that happened when you were meeting and everything that happened to make you be able to walk down that aisle and sacramentally commit to one another, this beautiful union that you two become one. And you're open to children and all things happen, you know, after that, which is great. We want to hear the whole story. This is, you know, we don't have to go to Hollywood to see their kind of version of what romance is. Let's talk about it in a real Catholic Christian way. Don't you think, Jerry? We have our own love stories here.
Well, I agree. We do want to hear the whole story in 2 minutes. Because phone lines are already full. So the one thing we would just ask you today is just kind of get to the core details, not because we don't want to hear more, but because we want to get more people on the program. So the number again is 833-288-3986. And it's not unusual for a man and a woman to have a great love for one another, a great physical attraction, interior attraction to one another, walk down the aisle, get married, have some kids. They're married for a number of years. The marriage gets strained. Things happen. There are a lot of difficulties to overcome. Maybe you have been down that road and now, you know, maybe you're sort of in a second honeymoon with your spouse, you know, after working through some things. So a lot of different angles that we can come at this. But I think it's important that we talk about this, Debbie, because the family, as we know, is just being shredded right now, and marriage is being attacked. And we just want to talk about the fact that it can really happen. It can last. And we want to hear your account of that.
Yep, we do. So 833-288-3986 is the number to call to get on the show. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. You could text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. You could also weigh in on the chats on YouTube and Facebook. Any which way you can get a hold of us and share your take on this, we'd love to hear from you. And Jerry, I'm getting like you, which is hilarious. You always, you know, you were a radio DJ and you said there's always a song in that, like everything
right.
You said.
Yeah.
And you just started off a sentence, it's not unusual. And immediately I thought of Tom Jones. Is it Tom Jones? Isn't it?
Am I dating myself? I think so, yeah. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Yeah, that song would fit. That song would fit today's topic too.
See,
that's the extent of my singing on the program.
I like it though, but that totally dates us. But it's okay. You millennials that are listening, you're probably Googling it right now. Is this some kind of recording artist or something? Okay, number to dial is eight. It is Tom Jones. Okay, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Sarah, if you're listening, you should be very proud because we got full phone lines here. So everybody likes this topic. Great suggestion. And if you want to suggest something to us, please email us, take2@ewtn.com. We'll happily put your suggestion on the calendar if it will fit with, you know, we kind of know what our listeners really want to talk about. And so that's great. And we're willing to entertain it.
Hey, I think we should mention, Debbie, about the webinar that we had with Father Donald Calloway on Tuesday, talking about the rosary, the power of the rosary, and also consecration to St. Joseph in his new book. We're getting a lot of emails, people saying, well, where is it? I didn't get a chance to listen live. And our web manager, Shauna, is actually traveling right now. I think she's traveling outside the country. So what we do is they are eventually archived on jerryanddebbie.com. So it may not be there right now, but please be patient. Please keep checking back. And those of you who have emailed, we will reply to you once we know that that is there. But that's just, you know, it's just one of the things we're trying to do to bring you information, resources about your faith. And Debbie, it was a fantastic webinar with Father Donald Calloway.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. 30 minutes to be with him to talk about the rosary because it's rosary month. And then he went right into his newest, he's dedicated to this work on St. Joseph and how important it is that St. Joseph be brought into what's happening in the world and how we don't really utilize him enough and we don't understand his power that he can really help us. And so Father was talking about that in the new book that he has written. It's coming out in January and I think it's going to be fabulous and everything he does. I didn't realize he's been in ministry, Jerry, 16 years and he's written 14 books. Boy, he is busy.
Well, he has been very busy and he reminds me of our late good friend, Father Benedict Rochelle, who wrote wrote or edited so many books. I used to want to, you know, I jokingly say, you know, Father, what did you do after dinner last night? I wrote a book.
Yeah. I know. It's all exciting. Right. Talking about books. Yeah. Our book will be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. We're pushing hard for that. So folks, look for that email because we're going to send that congratulations email that you were picked for the story submission for our first book. We're excited about that. But today we're talking about married couples' vocation story here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Well, when we say thank you for listening and being part of the Take Two family, we absolutely mean that. Thank you so very, very much. Jerry Usher with Debbie Georgiani, the entire show team is in place. Rich is on the board on the controls. Jeff is handling social media, and Ryan Penny is on the phones at 833-288-3986. And Rebecca, we're going to get to you, but just before we do that, I want to mention one of my favorite segments on all of Catholic radio. It's heard on regularly on the Sunrise Morning Show, Debbie. Rita Heikenfeld joins the team on the Sunrise Morning Show. And Anna Mitchell and Matt Swaim and the rest of them. And she talks about Bible foods. And so I think it's really cool. You know, I know you're a foodie too and like to eat healthy and clean and all that. And so do I. So I love listening to Rita talk about some of the things they ate in biblical times and how we can actually, you know, still, I guess, you know, take advantage of those wonderful foods that God, you know, put into creation. So, folks, it's the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at, I want to say, the time isn't on here. It's tomorrow morning sometime.
Very early
for me.
6 Eastern time.
6 Eastern time. Okay, I knew it was early. That's early even on the East Coast, isn't it? It's definitely early on the West Coast.
Oh, definitely. May I just say something real quickly? For those of you that are calling in, you know, your love stories, the way you met, your married couple's vocation stories, they are very important and they're very precious to you. But given that we have such a short time together, please, if you can give us the Reader's Digest version, we need that so we can get to as many calls as possible. But your story's special. We know that. We could let you go for the entire hour, but we can't do that. Okay, so Rebecca in Ashland, Kentucky, first-time caller. Rebecca, I love your name. You get the virtual bell. If I had had a girl, Jerry, Rebecca was one of the names I was considering. I absolutely love the name. Hi,
beautiful.
Rebecca. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay, awesome. About 15 years ago, I met my, well, it's been longer than 15 years ago. We've been married for 16, about 20 years ago. I met my husband. I just came out of an abusive relationship, which I did not know was abusive until, of course, well into it. And I had sought after this individual really on my own. And so after the Lord allowed my eyes to be opened and for me to be out of that relationship, I prayed and I told the Lord, I said, you know, the next time that you allow me to be in a relationship, obviously seeking marriage in that, you know, I'd really love for him to come looking for me. And we were both music majors. My husband is a percussionist, and I was a voice and piano major. And our particular departments were on complete opposite sides of the music building. And one day I was practicing and took a short restroom break, came back from the restroom break, and saw my husband peeking through the windows of the piano practice and trying to find me. So he could ask me out for, you know, just a short get-together. And it totally went over my head at the time. And my mother, you know, she laughed and she said, I can't believe you missed that. You know, but just how beautifully the Lord brought us together, even from that very first heart cry with somebody, you know, choosing to come looking for me and letting me see my value and my worth. And four kids later and 16 years of marriage, we are still looking at each other with love, and he looks at me with compassion and kindness and treats me. I see Christ in him every day.
Wow. Wow, Rebecca. Okay, well, you don't keep us in suspense any longer. Do you want to share his first name, Rebecca and?
Shantae.
Shantae. Oh, I love Shantae. That name. Yeah. Rebecca and Shantae. That sounds so. It sounds like a law firm. I love that. I love that. It's so regal sounding. Okay, Rebecca, so you prayed. You know, you were in this abusive relationship, and then Shantae came looking for you and honored you. And made you, and see, that's how, and when you say you see Christ in him, that's what Christ wants for us. He wants us to have life and to have it to the full, and he wants us to be valued and loved for the wonderful, beautiful people we are that were created in the image and likeness of God. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. It's absolutely beautiful. So I think, Shantae, if you're listening or you're going to hear this broadcast later, you know, thank you. Thank you for being an honorable man and recognizing in Rebecca that the absolute incredible beauty in her, that you came looking for her. I think it's precious. Now, I just got to know, do you have like a family band or something? I mean, you guys are playing music together, aren't you?
Yes, we do, actually.
Oh, good.
We do music. We've actually had the privilege to be able to minister through music together for several years. And our children have been in band. Well, excuse me, the ones who are of that age are in band and choir and nice. Serving music in the youth capacity right now. So we're very pleased. We're very proud, and above all, we're very thankful. God has been very kind.
Yeah.
Well, he has, yeah, and I think your story gives hope, Rebecca, to a lot of women, and I think some men, of course, can find themselves in abusive relationships as well, but typically it's the woman who is being abused in some way, and your story gives a great deal of hope for those who are listening, and I applaud you for having the courage to step forward again and give that another try, because you could have easily just said, you know what, I tried that once, it didn't work out, it was horrific, I'm not going to ever do that again, but it sounds like Shantae was just the type of guy that God had in mind for you, Rebecca, just the perfect man to really sort of help heal a lot of those things that you had been through. So it's just
and
exciting to hear.
Wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you sound like a great couple.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I just got
a blessing.
Rebecca, I just got a text message. I love how our Take-Two family, you know, they keep us in line. You know, they correct us. I love it. I love it. I very, very much appreciate it. They said, no, Deb, it's not a law firm. They sound like a designer company.
Well, I also do photography on the side, so maybe there you go. I could see that.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you guys go on tour like the Osmonds did and the Jacksons, you got to send us some tickets, okay? We want to come see you.
Absolutely, front row.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, thank you. Jerry, we scored front row. We've never been in the front row.
Well, as long as we get backstage passes, too.
Right.
Thanks, Rebecca, for your call. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what a beautiful way to get started. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about your love story, how you met your spouse, dated, courted, had difficulties maybe it was all smooth, if you had to overcome anything along the way, 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Sue next. Sue is in Dallas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network and also a first-time caller. Hi, Sue. There we go. Now we got you. Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How are
so
you?
Much for taking my call.
Sure.
I am doing well. So my story, well, it starts a long time ago. I'm going to try to make this very quick. I'm not a new bride, but my husband and I, we just had our marriage convalidated this past Saturday. So it's just been such a blessing. But I met him in 2012 on Catholic Match, of all things. And his, I didn't know it at the time, but it was our priest, Father Henry there at St. Anne's that had told him it's time for him to get out and start, trying to start over. Because he and I both have had, we both came from marriages that didn't work the first time for a lot of reasons. And it was Father Henry that told him to go to Catholic Match, and that's how we met. So we attribute it to Father Henry, and Father Henry just convalidated our marriage here this past Saturday, and it's been such a blessing.
Congratulations. How beautiful is that? Okay, so just for our listeners' sake, Sue, let me just explain. So convalidation is now your marriage is a sacrament, right? And a lot of times we refer to it as a blessing in the church or something of that nature, but it's actually called convalidation. And so let me ask you this, Sue, because it just happened. Did you have pictures? Because it really is your first ceremony. So did you do the whole dress thing and everything?
We did the whole thing. You know, my first marriage, it wasn't what it should have been. I definitely shouldn't have been there. And same thing with my husband, Mark. And I didn't go, I didn't have a real wedding the first time. This was so amazing. And I'm still on cloud nine from the experience. And yes, we went through the entire thing, and coming in, it was just, I'm going to try to explain really quick, just the feeling of as they're preparing for me to come into the church on my wedding convalidation day, they close the doors and no one else is allowed in until after the bride comes in. And then just to see all of our family and friends and, stand up and they turn and I'm coming through. Like I said, I didn't go through this the first time. And I'm just still just amazed at the process, at the way I feel. I know now that, everything that we've gone through and coming here, being, where we are and being together and going through this together with our family and friends, it's just amazing. And knowing that our marriage now is a sacrament, it's a sacramental marriage, and mm-hmm. receiving the Eucharist for the first time in, 4.5 years was just,
wow. Powerful, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, and Sue, so the reason why you feel so elated is because the church gets it right. The church knows exactly what is needed for us as married couples, and it's very important. And so you're feeling that. You're feeling the effects of that sacrament and receiving the Eucharist together and everything. Sue, you guys are honeymooners. So when you go out to dinner, you need to tell people, we're on our honeymoon, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. I love it, Sue. Congratulations. Isn't that great, Jerry?
It really is. Yeah. Thank you, Sue, so much again, another another second chance story. You know, like you said, Debbie, the church does get it right, and the church has the regulations that we have to follow, and if we do that, Holy Spirit leads the church, and these beautiful stories can unfold like that. So thank you, Sue, so much. 833.
One more thing, real quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It took me about 8 years to get my annulment. So and there's a lot of reason for that. But just, for anybody out there that's going through this or that's thinking about not going through the annulment process when they, it is something that absolutely, it's difficult, yes, but it is so worth it to know that you're doing the right thing and you're coming into the church the correct way and doing, what God and Jesus has put forth for us to do. And, it's just amazing. And there is hope out there. So that's all I have.
Well, it's beautiful. I'm glad you said it. I actually typed over to Jerry. I said, wow, this is so beautiful because you are, a living testament of this, and it's so important. And the fact that you persevered for 8 years, and I love the way you said, it's so important to do it right, to do it the right way. It's so true. When we do things the right way in all aspects of our life, the blessings flow, folks. When we try to do it our way, it gets messed up, and then we have to correct it. So I agree, Sue. Do things I'm talking to the young couples that are considering marriage. Please don't have that destination wedding. I know it's the trendy thing to do right now. Please don't. Have a church wedding, go through the formal process of preparation for marriage, and do it the right way. You will be happy. Listen to Sue's story. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we have a lot of other phone lines filled up here. There will be a line open that Sue was on. You can grab that if you'd like. 833-288-3986. Today we talk about your love story, your marriage vocation story, and we go to Laura in San Antonio, who has Take Two on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Laura. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie.
Hello.
Well, I just want to say that in 1999, I was in my mid-30s and really thinking that I was never going to be married or have any children, which was something that I had always wanted since I was a child. So I started praying to God to take that desire away from me if it was not meant to be, and it was a it was really hard to pray that for something that I had always wanted. So I thought maybe it's not what God wants for me. So I prayed that. And then I went back to school at the age of 35. I decided to finish my degree. And then I met my husband online. and it's just, pretty much meeting him and our life since then has been divine providence. We met on a Christian site. There weren't even any Catholic sites at the time. It was still early on in the whole online dating thing. And he was not Catholic. And I was actually even hesitant to meet him because this whole online thing was new to me, and I was an old-fashioned girl. And I prayed, and I asked my coworkers to pray with me whether or not I should meet him, because right away he wanted to meet, and I was a little scared. And we prayed about it, and I woke up one morning, and it was like, really seriously, a voice had just told me, tonight's the night, go and meet him. And I felt totally at peace with that. And I prayed and asked God for clarification. I went to work that day, and the couple that I worked with, we worked at a youth home, and I told them, and they started jumping for joy, and they were giddy, and they said, we've been praying for you too. And this morning we woke up with that same feeling that Laura should go meet him tonight.
Wow.
Well, not
wow.
tonight, but that I should go meet him. So we met, and he was Protestant, and right away into our relationship, I told him I'll never be anything but Catholic. I'm strong in my faith. At the time, his mother was in seminary school.
Laura, hold that thought right. Hang on right there for just a second, Laura. You hear that music? This is, unfortunately, this is a little bit of a timeout that we can't do anything about. It is hard. It is fixed. So we have to do this for the sake of our affiliates. But we'll hear more from you, Laura, in San Antonio when we come back.
So glad you're with us hearing these married couples' vocation stories. They are fabulous, and they in all in the support of sacramental marriages. Let's continue on with Laura in San Antonio, Texas. Laura, pick up, just rewind maybe about 10 seconds for our listeners' sake, and then continue on, because when you met your husband, he was not Catholic. We're kind of sitting on the edge of our seat. We think he's probably in the church by now, Laura.
Well, yeah, he wasn't Catholic. In fact, his mother was even in the cemetery. The seminary for becoming a United Methodist minister, which she is an ordained minister. So I thought it might be difficult that I might. My mother-in-law has been wonderful always and supportive of my faith and our children's faith. And we married, and my husband had no intention of becoming Catholic, but he agreed to raise our children in the faith. And he went to Mass with us pretty regularly, not always, because if work or something else came along, well, that took priority. And he was a spiritual man when I met him, so I would not even consider to marry him without that. He knew Jesus, he loved him, just not in the same way that, you know, that I did. And he supported me and the children as they were growing up. And I never prayed, though. I never did pray and ask God to make him Catholic. I figured that God knew what he was doing, and I placed it all in God's hands. And I told him, you know, Lord, you gave me what I wanted, a good man, a spiritual man, but he wasn't Catholic, like I asked, so you must have something up your sleeve. And what I did do, though, was I would approach other men who I knew had spiritual conversions in their lives and became stronger spiritual leaders in their families through what we have here in San Antonio called ACTS. It's a retreat, A-C-T-S. And I would ask them to pray for my husband, not that he become Catholic even, but that they would pray for my husband to have that spiritual renewal as well and to become the spiritual leader of our family. Well, after about 2 years of grabbing good men that I could to pray for my husband on his behalf, and my husband did have a renewal, and he did little by little through our community at church. He finally did come into the Catholic faith this past Easter, and it's been we've been married for 17 years now. So he finally just came in April, and he's even just right now, he's been asked to be the director of our next men's ACTS retreat.
Oh my!
This fresh new Catholic, it's not to say that we haven't had rough patches along the way. We've struggled financially. We've struggled spiritually. We've struggled, you know, as any married couple. But I wish it would take a whole other show, Debbie and Jerry, to let you know all the beautiful and intricate ways that God has shown his, I'm getting emotional, that he's shown his divine providence in our marriage and in our family life and in our community. And God is good, and he's still working on us. And we still have me as an individual, my husband as an individual, and us as parents and husband and wife, we still have a lot of work that we need. But we're very trusting, and we know that God provides, and we look forward to all that he has for us in the future and for our children.
Laura, we, as you probably know from listening to the show, we keep a book. We put people's names in the books, and living or deceased, and your husband is obviously very, very alive, thanks be to God. And we would love to add not only you, Laura, but your husband's first name in the book, if you don't mind sharing his first name.
Sure, it's Carl with a K.
Okay. Carl with a K. Yeah. You know, and you, when you were telling that story, I was just thinking, I think one of the most beautiful things for a non-Catholic spouse to do is to support, at least to support the Catholic spouse in their Catholic faith and with the kids and so forth. And when you said Carl did that for you and your kids and even went to Mass with you, you said he wasn't really Catholic, and technically he wasn't, but there's a Latin term, in corde, you know, in the heart. You know, I bet he was probably Catholic in his heart in many, many important ways. And Debbie, I just think it's beautiful, just the spiritual foundation. They prayed before they met, and they've always, you know, had a prayerful spiritual life, and Carl is, you know, very, very much led the family spiritually. So this this journey was destined to take to unfold like this, I believe.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Please tell Carl welcome home and how beautiful it is that you enlisted his peers in the parish to help with this, and you took it. Obviously, you said God knows better. Well, yeah, of course, and you trusted God, and look how He unfolded this plan for you. I have to ask you just a quick couple questions, because our listeners, we're kind of nosy, if you will. We like to learn about everybody else's lives just so we can learn. So, how many children do you have, Laura? And did the text message came in? Did your mother-in-law, the Methodist minister, come to the Easter vigil?
We have three children. They're all teenagers now, 16, 15, and 13. And my mother-in-law was not able to come. She lives in Pennsylvania. She's actually visiting right now, but she wasn't able to come at the time. But she has been very supportive of our family always, and at all of our children's baptisms and first communions and things like that.
Right. Well, and you know what? You know, to have a mother-in-law that is trained theologically in the family, that's amazing. And that can benefit the family, as you know, very greatly, because you can have those deep theological discussions where a lot of families don't really have those. So I'm sure you're tapping into that as she's visiting. And I think it's wonderful. And it's incredible to have that right in the family. So God bless you. What a beautiful story, Laura. And Laura, Jerry and I would love to meet you and Carl. We're going to be hopefully coming to San Antonio, Texas in the beginning of December. You'll hear more about it. We would love to meet the two of you and the kids and the three kids.
Yeah, we'll be announcing more about that, Laura, so please stay tuned. All the people in San Antonio and throughout Texas and really anywhere in the country or the world, you're welcome to join us. More details coming up on that. But for now, thank you again, Laura. We just have a jam-packed phone line, so we want to continue along hearing your love story, your vocation story about meeting and marrying and falling in love with your spouse, or perhaps not in that order, but hopefully you fell in love first. But Patty is going to be next, and she is in Youngstown, Ohio, listening on Living Bread Radio. Hi, Patty. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Hi, there.
Patty.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Long time ago, my mom was secretary at our church, and this guy was selling insurance stock into a new insurance company. And she overheard our priest talking to him, and she said, "Oh, I think my daughter would really be interested in investing some money." And at the time, I was like 21 and very independent. And so she invited him over to the house. And when she got home, she said, "I have this guy coming over. He's got this insurance thing he wants to show you." And I said, "I'm not interested. I'm just tell him to go away. I don't need any insurance, blah, blah, blah." So I went up and I washed my hair, and at the time, these big tin can shaped rollers, I put those in my hair, and all of a sudden he comes, and my mother's calling me to come down, and I'm going, "I'm busy, I don't have time for this, I'm going to go away." Well, we lived in an older home, and he stood at the bottom of the steps, and he could see the landing through the window, and then he could see up the steps. And he saw me sitting up at the top of the steps with these big rollers in my hair. And he's coaxing me, "Come on down. We're just going to talk. I just have something to share with you." So, 2 minutes later, I said, "Okay, I'm coming down, but I'm not taking my hair out, So I come downstairs with these big rollers in my hair, and we sit at the kitchen table, and he starts talking, and I said, "Well, do you want some pie and coffee or something?" And I was really rude, very rude to this kid. And he said, "Sure." So all of a sudden, I give him this pie, and I'm looking at him, and I'm going, "He is so darn handsome." So at that point, I think we fell in love, but I was still being the hard person that I thought I was. And then he kept saying, "Are you interested?" And I'm going, "Okay." So my mother talked me into buying the stock. And I didn't see him anymore. And then one Christmas Eve, I was working, and I was a hairstylist at the time. And everybody kept saying, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, oh, a tall, dark, and handsome. And they go, and we're all laughing. Christmas Eve, I come home from work. He calls me, and he asks me if he could come to Mass with me. I was devastated. So we went to midnight Mass, and I knew he was the one. And so, let's see, 48 years later, here we are.
Wow.
And we've gone through a lot. We had to wait 12 years for him to get an annulment. But it was rough, but it was a good time. We have two girls that are both married. We have five grandchildren. And it's he's still working, even though he should be retired, but he's running two companies. And we have a ministry that we actually go to nursing homes and say the rosary and distribute communion. So this is something that we started, many years ago because of my brother being in the nursing home, and he convinced us to start doing this. So that's how it started. So we're now in, 9 different nursing homes through the week, and we do it together, and it's been a blessing. So
wow.
48 years later, here we are. So.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, so couple, what a great story. Okay, so Patty, couple things. What is your husband's name? First name, if you can?
Dan.
I'm sorry, did you say Dan, D-A-N?
Dan. Daniel. Uh-huh,
D-A-N. Oh, beautiful, Daniel. That's what I named my son. I love that name. Okay, and Patty, is your mom still with us? Because you need to thank her like every day.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your mom's first name? We need to put her in the book because we got to thank her.
Ann.
How appropriate is that? Okay. Well, Patty, I just wanted to say I was in insurance for over 20 years, and typically people don't invite us into the house very easily. They usually run from insurance agents. So your mother definitely was prompted by the Spirit for sure. And I just think it's a hilarious first meeting with you having the rollers in your hair and everything. And those of you who are young, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore. We have all these gadgets that we can curl our hair. But in the old days, we used to roll our hair with these hideous looking curlers, right, Patty? And you know what? If Dan encountered you that way, I think it's so beautiful. And you had a little bit of a kind of a closed off, you know, demeanor because you didn't want any part of it. But you noticed what a nice looking man he was. And I think that God, you know, for Christmas Eve, for that call coming in, what a beautiful Christmas present. And now all these years later, you do the ministry work together. You have a growing family, you have grandchildren. Oh, God bless you. What a beautiful love story, Patty.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, it is. It's beautiful. And I couldn't ask for a better husband and better family. So.
Yeah, I can't add to anything that you, Patty, said, or Debbie, other than that rollers in your hair story reminds me, it would have made a good I Love Lucy episode, it seems like. That's, I don't know why that came to my mind, but I just think it's awesome that he saw you through the window, and he said, come on, he saw you the way you were, and he says, come on down here. And then you, Patty, you know, you're talking to him, and all the while you're thinking, you know, you're kind of in a cranky mood. I don't want to be around this guy. I wish he would just leave. And all of a sudden, you look at him.
Right.
And you go, wait a minute, this guy's pretty good looking. So there were a lot of Holy Spirit moments.
I went back to work after Christmas. Everybody goes, oh, so what'd you get? And I said, I got my tall, dark.
I got exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, please give your mom, Ann, a big hug from us because I think she's the real matchmaker there. I think it's awesome. I love that she invited him to the house. I think that's hilarious. Oh, Patty, great story. I'm sure you've told it to the kids many times, and now you get to tell it to the grandchildren. Patty, you're not a first-time caller anymore, so call us anytime. Okay, Rebecca, also in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, first-time caller as well, getting the virtual bell. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. It is my first time calling. Thank you.
I do want to start off saying that I met my husband in high school when we were only 15 years old, and we've been in love ever since. And it's been 17 years, and just last night we're having a conversation about how in love we still are and just reminiscing everything beautiful that has happened to us since then. Fast forward July 2019, the doctor gives us the beautiful news that we're expecting a child, and I'm about 8 weeks pregnant. And because when we got married, we began this strong foundation of prayer, strong foundation of faith, and that has helped us throughout the years. And right now, in 2019, the doctors suggest that we would have to surgically remove our baby because it is not placed in the proper position in the uterus. And so at that moment, we turn to each other and we turn to God. And because we have that strong foundation of prayer and because we have that strong foundation of faith, we were able to surrender it to God, and we were able to let go. And the doctor will have their opinions, and they'll have their scans and their blood work. But at the end of the day, we knew that it was going to be God's will. And God's will is either a yes, I will leave you this child, or no, I will remove this child. Do you trust me? And when we put our complete faith in Him and trusting Him, because of the foundation that we began with at a younger age, we surrendered it to Him with all our might. And thank God for the community and the ministries that are around us and our local priests who helped us in praying to receive that healing. It was a Monday that they did the scan, and they still said, you know what, the child is still not placed in the proper position, and it's dangerous for you to go past 11 weeks. It is a life and death matter. The doctor was already setting up appointments for the surgery and the process and everything. So we go in on a Tuesday for a second opinion, a third opinion. And it turns out that night on Monday when we see that news, we just prayed and prayed and released it to God and just gave Him praise and thank you for doing His will, for coming into our lives, for, you know, just covering us with the Holy Spirit. And that Tuesday we went in for that second scan, and the baby was in the complete perfect position. The baby was moved where it needed to be. The baby has enough space to grow and develop. And I'm right now at 24 weeks just in tears of the gratitude to God and to my husband for being that spiritual support for me. And the way he loves me is just with a love that I can see Christ in him. And, you know, shout out to all the millennials out there. You know, get married. It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. But understand your sacrament. Understand what your vows truly are and what it means to live a sacramental marriage. And really discover your faith and grow in faith with your spouse, with your partner. Because along the road, life is so beautiful, but it also can be difficult and devastating. And you need that strong foundation to stand on. But when those moments come, you're prepared and you're ready and you're spiritually filled with the Holy Spirit to overcome any issue with ease.
Wow, Rebecca, that is absolutely amazing. I'm struggling to think back to when I've heard, an account of such amazing, amazing trust. You and your husband are still so very, very young, and yet, you know, you have this spiritual maturity about you. I think that is absolutely beautiful. And Debbie knows when I hear things like this, scriptures come to my mind, and you probably know this one, Rebecca, and Debbie, you do too, but Psalm 37, you know, especially in verse 3 and 4, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. But that first line, trust in the Lord and do good. And Rebecca and her husband had that very ominous choice placed in front of them and almost forced upon them by a doctor, and they did the right thing, and God honored that. And
absolutely,
I think that's a beautiful testimony.
You trusted, you surrendered, you stayed together, rooted in prayer. And you know what, Rebecca, I'm an emotional mess in a good way. Your story is incredible. I just feel so strongly that this baby that's coming is coming for a definite, we all have a reason we're here, but this baby is going to have a special mission. I feel it strongly because of the way it started out and then all the prayers around this baby. There's something special. Rebecca, we are going to be there in San Antonio, hopefully in December. We would feel so honored to meet you and your husband. Can you share your husband's first name?
Yes, his name is Eric.
Eric. Well, Eric and Rebecca, you guys are amazing. And that baby is so lucky to have you guys as parents. This is awesome. This is really such an amazing story. And I'm sure it is helping thousands of folks right now that are listening. And I love how you did the shout out to the millennials. You know, we have a lot of young folks that listen to the show because we talk about real life issues. And this is helping others. So thank you, Rebecca. Keep telling your story. And then please, if we don't get to meet you in San Antonio, you've got to send us a picture of the baby when the baby arrives, because and you can always send it to take2@ewtn.com, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you. And I receive all those the graces and the blessings from God. And I really, really appreciate it. And I would absolutely love to meet you all coming December. That would be wonderful. We're still living in this miracle right now. Every day I wake up and I give praise to God for my aches and my back pains and the nausea, because it's just a reminder of how blessed I am to carry this child, to be a co-creator with Christ, and to say yes to Him and everything. And it's such a wonderful blessing. And anybody out there who is struggling with the doctor said this, the doctor said that, well, God has the final say. Give it to Him, because you know what? When you give it to Him in His hands, you're in perfect hands. Because whether it's a yes, whether it's a no, whatever response He gives you, it's for your own good. It's for your own benefit. And like He says, you may not know what I'm doing now, but you will soon. And let that be your comfort. Let that be your comfort, because it's one thing to hear it from someone else, and it's another thing to be living it, to be living the struggle, to be living the pain and the agony, and you feel like your prayers not being heard, but they're being heard. And God's angels take up your prayers, and God hears you. And just remember that whatever it's a yes or it's a no, and He gives you the answers, it's going to be for your good, and it is. And I praise God every day because He gave us the yes, you may have this child. And we're maybe not there yet. I'm barely 24 weeks, but I know that each day that goes by is just a reminder of His grace, His love, His blessing just outpouring over us. And it fills my heart to hear other people's testimonies. And this is why I decided to stay on hold for 40 minutes, because I just wanted to share this wonderful story with everybody so it may be a blessing to someone else, a blessing of hope, a blessing of trust, or maybe at this moment they're praying right now for God to answer them. But He is, and He will. You just need to release that and give Him praise. Ask once and give Him praise every second of the day that it comes to your mind. Just praise Him, and praise Him. To God be the glory, and I love you all.
Oh, we love you too, Rebecca. You are amazing. You and your husband, beautiful. We're going to pray for that little baby all the way along to a happy, healthy delivery and a long, happy, healthy life. And as Debbie said, a beautiful mission from God for that little one. So thank you, Rebecca. You have really helped to make this a beautiful day for all of us. So please call again, and we do hope, but keep listening to the show, and we'll be announcing if this thing comes into place in San Antonio in December. Okay, Debbie, we got time for one more real quick one, do we? Or
it would have to be less than a minute.
Okay. Jerry and Marlene, we're not going to be able to get to you. Trish was next in line. Trish in Peoria, Illinois, listening on St. Bernadette Radio. Trish, apologies. You've got about literally 90 seconds, but we wanted to get you on. Go ahead.
Wow. Hi there. I just wanted to say I've been married to my husband for 3 years. We met at the Catholic Newman Center at our college. And it was, I think I prayed about him for about a year or two before actually anything happened. But what I wanted to say is I encourage young people, especially college age people, if you're looking for a faithful person who is rooted in Christ, mm-hmm. Go to your Newman Center.
Yes.
There are people there who are looking for the same thing as you. And so, we are married for 3 years, and we have two babies.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Well, Trish and what's his name?
Matt.
Matt?
He just said hi to you in the background.
Hi. Is it so? It's Matthew, right?
Mateusz. We're both Polish. Mateusz.
Oh, nice.
Mateusz.
Very nice. And hi, Matt. So nice to meet you. Your wife is beautiful, and your growing family. We love that. Great story. We couldn't agree more, Trish. Go to the Newman Center. These are young adults that are going to Mass on a regular basis. They're trying to live out their Catholic faith while they're going to college. Very important. We need to support the Newman Centers. Couldn't agree more, Trish. I love all the Newman Centers all around the country.
Yeah, we need to also just mention that the Newman Centers were started or actually named in honor of one of the newest saints.
That's right.
Canonized last Sunday, along with four beautiful women religious, John Henry Cardinal Newman, a convert from Anglicanism, and he is the one for whom the Newman Centers are named. So great advice that you gave there, Debbie. Awesome.
Yeah. What a great show today. Sarah in Edgerton, Ohio, thank you so much for the suggestion. We loved the show and all the participation. Great in support of the married couples vocation stories. We just love it here on Take Two. Tomorrow we're going to talk about tipping. When you tip for services, how much do you tip? How do you decide that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.